All right, we're live.
Welcome. Should have put it live for that.
Welcome to Around the Whiteboards. I need like a intro thing. All right, first up, I'm too low. btwb.com/all-in-one is their new like launch. It's beta testing at the minute, and it's basically going to make everything really easy for everyone that uses it, coaches, affiliates, like people like me who are just tracking like really boring workout. Thank you to Be On The Whiteboard for sponsoring the show so generously. After this show, actually, if you go to Training Think Tanks, easy for me to say, Training Think Tanks YouTube, they're releasing another reactions to this. So they react to this show. It's become very common. Savan does it with Dave's Week in Review. CTP does it with this show and other shows. It's lazy, but I love it. All right, on today's show, we've got Brian, the Globetrotter friend, friend to everyone in fitness. Where are you today?
Nashville, Tennessee, for the open announcement.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be in, because you live in Charlotte, are you going to be back in Charlotte for Colton and Taylor then on Friday?
Absolutely. I reached out to Savan this morning and let him know just in case he wanted to bring me into the fold for that.
Interesting. You can watch that on Savan's channel on Friday, Colton and Taylor. Have you watched any of that, Elliot?
Any of what?
Any of Taylor versus the World, where he did the first workout, he took on Dallin Pepper. And it was fucking nuts. Second workout, he took on Jason Hopper and they fucking tied. And it was like legitimately like the best content of the last like 12 months. Well, if you ask the leaderboard, Brian, if you ask the final score that Jason was put in, then yeah, they tied. We've also got Kiefer Lamy. Kiefer is a handsome man and he's also a coach and he's tall and he's dating an athlete as well. So he's relevant. And he coaches with Underdogs Athletics. He's Justin's, like, I don't know, consigliere and right-hand man. And we've got Elliot Simmons, who married an athlete, to stay relevant. He one-upped Kiefer. Elliot is in Sweden at the minute, and he's been waiting for this show to start for a full 65 minutes because we got our times mixed up. Elliot is going team this year with Mia Heskett, Christoph Horvath, and his wife. In 3 seconds or less, how's that going? Brilliant. All right. Topic number one. So the way this works, for anyone that hasn't seen it before, you've got 60 seconds to talk about the topic. Am I on the right clock? There I am. You got 60 seconds to talk about the topic. Fucking hell, there's a lot of people watching this. First up, we've had 24.1. We've had 24.2 and now we're going for 24.3. I'm going to start with the person nearest to me. You've got 60 seconds. When your time is up, you've been muted. Then it's passed on to the next and the next. So Brian, you're going to go first on the first one. Kiefer, you go first on the second one. And big Elliot S there on the end, you're going to go first on the last one. You get 60 seconds and you're muted if you're not finished. You've got 20 second rebuttal time after everyone has their 60 seconds and the winner gets 30 seconds to talk about whatever they want at the end. Question one is, what is 24.3 going to be? Brian Friend, you're up first. Off you go.
Well, I call this a new open era the last 4 years since we've had quarterfinals introduced. And on average, over the last 3 years, there's 11 and a half unique movements programmed every year for the open. So far this year, we've only had 5. So we need at least 5 new movements this week. Barbells have come out 2 out of 3 times in the weeks in the past 3 years. So I think we will see another barbell. 4 of the 5 movements that we've seen already this week have been programmed at least 3 of the last 4 years. So I think we're going to see common movements programmed. And I think for the pros, we'll see a time domain that middles what we've had so far between 6 and 20 minutes. So I'm going to take an increasing rep scheme of toes to bar and front squats that leads directly into a decreasing rep scheme of thrusters and bar muscle ups. They'll have a 13-minute time cap, which the pros will finish in about an 8 to 9 minute range. And most of us we'll be left on the floor getting time capped, wishing we were a little bit fitter.
Good stuff. All right, Kiefer, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I'm still trying to catch up to Brian's stats in the middle of that, but on mine, it will not be a repeat. We are not going to squat in the open. Your legs are going to get fucked up in it. It's going to be a progressive workout, which means it's inclusive for everybody, but it means we're going to have multiple stops where you can see separation for athletes. It's going to be 30 reps across the board. First round will be 30 shouldered overhead at 95, 65, 30 lunges with your barbell, 30 V-ups, bringing it back just as a little fuck you to everybody that hated them before. Round two will be 30 shouldered overhead at 135, 95, 30 lunges with the barbell, 30 chest to bar to get us onto the pull-up bar. And then 30 shoulder overhead at 185, 125, 30 lunges with the barbell, and 30 bar muscle-ups to give us our chicken wing for the clue at the end. You'll see multiple levels of separation. People that are in their garage that even don't have a pull-up bar can still start the workout because the first bit doesn't require a pull-up bar. We bring back the V-ups to keep it relevant, but in a stage where we don't have to worry as much about the judging standard for it.
Good stuff. Elliot, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
21.5 The thrusters, toes, 21.3 Was there only three that year? I don't even know. See, my argument's going well, right? The thrusters, toes to bar, front squat, thrusters, chest to bar, front squat, and thruster, bar muscle up, front squat, and then the heavy lift at the end. Repeat.
That's it.
Yep. I'm not even going to try and defend my point. I'm just going to say repeat.
Okay. Do you want me to use the last 20 seconds to tell you that there's going to be no part B in the open this year, or will I just leave that?
Is that what it said? That's what who said?
That's just what I've heard. Oh. Have you heard that, Brian?
I have not, but to be fair, I've been halfway across the world for the last 2 weeks.
Have you? I haven't seen that mentioned anywhere. Right, Elliot, your time is up. All right. We move into our rebuttals, and we've got Brian, you're up first. I just need to check that's the right clock. Yeah, it is. Okay. No, it's not. Fuck it. Doesn't matter. I do this. There we go. All right, Brian, you got 20 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Well, honestly, Peter, you just thwarted my little prediction here, so I'm going to run with it anyway because you never know with CrossFit. I've only gotten us to 9 movements. We need to get to at least 11. So I do think that there is going to be a semblance of a repeat. 15.1A coming back as a 6-minute time cap for a 1-rep mat clean and jerk after that 13 minute that I spoke about.
Kiefer, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
I don't think CrossFit cares very much about lining things up with cap, but I do think they care enough to not program the same movements on back-to-back days. Given that we have so much front squatting on Saturday, I don't think thrusters or front squats are going to come up, which is why I chose lunges in my variation.
Good stuff. Elliot, 20 seconds are yours now, so you can start.
I'm just going to hold my guns, mate. Yeah, I'm just stick to my guns.
Oh man, your enthusiasm is just like, it's palpable. It's coming through the screen.
I'm saving it for Savan. I'm saving it.
Okay, love to hear it. All right, I need to go through some scores. You guys can peruse the comments there and see if there's anything of note that I should be pulling up. I'm just going to change your name as well, Kiefer, so it's shorter. Yeah, Kiefer. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. I feel like these guys did so much research into theirs.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of the point of a debate, you know, like to turn up and, all right, where do I get rid of that? All right, Elliot, you got a pity point, being totally honest. You got a point, it's just kind of for turning up, really. Brian, you got 2. Kiefer, usurped you at the end there by bringing up his cap, research.
Well, I knew that he had reached out to help him for that information, so I was going to let him have it. But all that stats and I only get 2 points. I've watched all your shows, Peter. I know you love that shit.
Yeah, but I guess I think Kiefer's workout is just better. Like, it makes more sense for what the open has been so far to,
for my rebuttal, you know. Am I allowed to say that the less points you get in the open, the better you are? So technically, I won.
Technically, yeah. Do you have a video of your debate to prove that you did it? Or All right, topic number two. Fucking hell, am I in a bad mood or am I just like being cranky? Second topic, the biggest takeaway from week two of the Open. So I gave you kind of scope for this. Could be something sporting that you saw, could be like a performance, could be something like, you know, CrossFit did, could be something in the media, could be whatever you wanted it to be. Kiefer, you're first on this one. You've got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
All right, I have two quick ones and then one legitimate point. The first two are that the majority of the CrossFit world still doesn't understand programming very well because they continue to bitch about the workouts being the same when they were completely different time domains and a very different limiting stimulus. My second one is that Gracie Walden is really, really fit. Shout out to my own athlete, an underdog sitting on top of the world. But really, the whole thing is that I think CrossFit desperately needs to create more dramatic storylines to go into things like this, as well as the season as a whole. These open announcements haven't done nearly as well from my perception as Taylor versus the world. And I think the whole reason that's done well is because they've created some sort of tension and storyline between the athletes. I think we could have had the same sort of open announcement, still use Seth Rollins, but if we had a dramatic storyline and some sort of dispute between the athletes, that the people that tuned in from his audience or from other audiences would have stayed longer because there would have been something besides just CrossFit, which they might not be involved in or interested in to get interested in.
Good stuff. Elliot, you're up. Off you go.
I think my biggest takeaway from the first 2 weeks of the Open, especially week two, is just that it's good to see that it's no longer about the elite athlete. It's about inclusion at the affiliate level. It was easy to film, easy to run if you're an affiliate owner, easy to understand. And it doesn't matter that within 10 seconds or 5 reps on either workout, there are 200 spaces at the elite level, because now the elite level doesn't really matter for the Open. It's a stepping stone to the quarterfinals. Whereas when you get to that 25 percentile for the Masters, for example, who are trying to get to their version of the quarterfinals, those reps really do matter. And so like now there's clear tiers where it's like you can compare to what the best do, but also it doesn't, you can't really gauge how the rest of the season is going to go for the elite based on the Open, whereas you used to be able to. Like, it's a lot more inclusive than it used to be. So that's my biggest takeaway.
Good stuff. Kiefer's like, oh, you can. Grace is winning, and that means she's going to win the game. So you can predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, I wasn't going to give a little subtle pin for the athlete there. So like, underdogs, hashtag.
All right, Brian, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Without seeing the entire picture, I don't understand what the intent is or how it plays into everything else around it. Dave Castro, week in review. 24.2 was a piece of a puzzle and definitely was not 24.1. I'm going to ride Kiefer's second point here. Besides being heavier, longer, and more high-skilled, at the elite level, if you take the top 30 men and women worldwide after this week, half of them performed better, 29 actually performed better on week one than week two, while the other 31 performed better on week two than week one, with an average variance of 43 overall spots on the leaderboard. As Elliot mentioned, it's not just about the elite. And thanks to Mike Halpin and Known and Knowable, we know from a report that he did this morning that while 70% of the community as a whole was able to compete 24.1 at the RX, there was a decrease of 6% to 64% of us that were able to do it in week two. And so as we would expect from the Open, while it is accessible, there is also a slight increase in the barrier to entry week to week. And so I think 24.2 hit on both fronts.
Good stuff.
If you can't follow along with what Brian's saying.
Do you get points or lose points?
I'm joking.
Well, I'm right there with you. All right. Who went first? Kiefer. Kiefer, you've got 20 seconds of rebuttal. Off you go.
I would agree with Elliot. I would say that the way that they've laid things out this year without having floor plans has made it more accessible, but I'm not sure if that accessibility is actually helping us grow the sport or grow eyeballs on it the same way drama does in sports like MMA and boxing and other things. So I think that drama factor is something we really need to figure out.
Good stuff. Elliot, off you go.
My counter argument to that is that everything America is about drama, and that open announcement with that bloody Seth Rollins, I literally could have quit CrossFit and started High Rock straight away.
All right, Brian, you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Well, I will stand by the two positive aspects that I pointed out in the main argument. I think the video that Hiller made the other day about the deadlifts being a clear problem at the elite level is a big picture problem for CrossFit, because we should still be trying to adhere to the methodology tried and true. And to me, that was a really big miss.
Good stuff. Okay. I need to do up some points. Chat amongst yourselves.
I can't believe I got stuck being the last one to pad Savan's ego in this last one after they say everything positive already.
Oh, you're assuming. Wow. I mean, Elliot said he's saving up for this one. I'm really excited that he gets to lead off. I also spent about 5 minutes in the bathroom prior to this trying to get my hair to look nice and realized that I had no shot sitting next to you, so I just threw the old hat on like usual.
I thought you were going to say you spent 20 minutes in the bathroom shitting yourself.
Rock the blonde again. 20 minutes doing that, 5 minutes for the hair.
It'll come back.
Be that blonde again.
Yeah.
All right.
My European twin.
Plus 10 points to Kiefer for having the best audio of the three. I will say, before we came on air, Elliot said that there's a child asleep in like the adjacent room. So like the mumbling isn't, it might well be lack of interest, but there is also an external reason.
No, I'm trying to be as quiet as possible. Because trust me, you don't want to upset me.
Yeah, I'd say. Let's see if there's any interesting comments before we get into the last one. Lots of bats. Elliot giving me pillow talk. Yeah. It's kind of like, what's that app? Is it Calm? You know, that Matthew McConaughey does, where he's like, hello. Yeah, that's what this segment is.
Smooth FM.
Is it only Matthew McConaughey, or is it kind of like the Waze app used to be, where you could like pick your suit?
Oh, I think you can pick. Yeah. No, I just know Matthew McConaughey is one of them.
Yeah. There's
we know who you like, picked. Got it.
Like LeBron does one too.
I use one of those apps
to
sleep?
I could go with LeBron.
Yeah, ASMR. That's what it is. Plus 10 points to Gryffindor for Kiefer's face. Yeah, I don't think that's really how this game works, but okay. All right, scores at the end of that. Kiefer's on 5.5. Brian is on 4. And Elliot's on 3.
Oh, I got 2.
3.
I'm going to need you guys to step it up. I'm not available next Wednesday.
just bomb the last round. It's easy. Yeah. All right, our last topic is Savan Matossian, who now has tooth powder on the market, interestingly, is Savan Matossian, you can buy that through Doc Spartan, a positive force for CrossFit? A man who was once employed by CrossFit and steered the ship through its largest period of growth, and then was unceremoniously fired, and has since done multiple things. He's restarted his behind the scenes as of this year. He's started a podcast. He's been on other podcasts. He's now helming, is that the right word? Yeah. Taylor vs. the World, and games update shows, news shows, various different forms of content. My question is, a man who has courted controversy, is he a positive force for CrossFit? Elliot, you're up first. You've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
So historically, I would say yes, he has been good for CrossFit in regards to he is an OG. He's known the methodology from the start. He used to do unbiased and probably, I've not watched this year's, but I'm assuming it was still unbiased, unfiltered views from the athletes. So it wasn't just towards, you know, the most sponsored or whoever pays the most attention, and you get all sides of the story, which is great. However, in recent times, I did actually reach out to him to ask why during Wadapalooza his live stream was sponsored by peptides.com, which is a banned substance in CrossFit. So how can you be a positive influence in the sport when your podcast is sponsored by a banned substance? But I didn't get a reply. And then on top of that, a lot of, I think, the stuff around Hiller as well has created a negative...
60 seconds, man. You're muted. You'll have your rebuttal, don't worry. All right, Brian, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
One of the many things that I learned from many podcasts that I've done with Sevan is how to use Google Dictionary. You actually asked us, is Sevan a positive force in CrossFit? When I synthesized the definitions of positive and force down to two words, it said constructive energy. Last year, during this week, between week two and week three of the Open, Sevan's podcast garnered 130,000 unique views on Instagram from what I can see. This year, during the same time period, 115,000 views. So year over year, he's averaging 120 or so thousand views during a critical part of the season. Additionally, his behind the scenes have reached nearly 300,000 views since they've been released in early January, and Taylor versus the World, as has been mentioned a couple times, is on track to hit 100,000. Is Sevan Matossian necessary for CrossFit? I would say no, but is he a positive force, meaning propelling it in a positive direction? I don't think there's any way you can say anything other than yes.
All right. I'm not allowed to say good stuff because someone gave out to me in the comments for saying good stuff every time people finish, so I won't say good stuff. Kiefer, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I think regardless of what people think about Sevan's methods or him as a person, he is absolutely a positive force for the sport. I think aside from the fact that nobody has probably interviewed more athletes for more time than he has, giving them more spotlight. Going back to 2022, to the Zelos Games, which is something Brian was a part of with us, he helped to basically pioneer a new way for us to stream live events to get more exposure for athletes, competitions, coaches, and all of these things that has since gone on to be used at multiple Wodapaloozas, Crash Crucible. It's been used by other people in similar ways, like Brian at Iron Games and other events. On top of that, I think he's probably the single common denominator between people like Chase, Brian Spinn, Brian Hiller, Taylor and JR, all these other people who in the last year or two have tripled down on all the content they're doing for CrossFit. So whether it's because of him or everybody's kind of rising each other together, I think it's unanimously a positive force for the sport because it's good for us to have more to talk about.
Interesting stuff. All right. Elliot, you've got 20 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I'll add is it's just, if you add on what Kiefer and Brian said, is it's like, what's that famous quote? It's like, there's no such thing as bad press, right? Is it's like, if you get people talking about the sport and you get more people interested in it, whether it's controversial or not, but then it depends on your values, right? Like, is it positive in a good values way? Or...
Oh, 20 seconds, man. 20 seconds. All right, Brian, you've your last 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I mean, one of the kind of, if you want to say a sad thing about what Sevan has become is that there are certain people that won't want to associate with what he's doing anymore. The good thing is that because of him, a lot of other people in the sport do have platforms for them to go and get their point of view expressed. So while he's burned some bridges, he's also opened doors for a lot of other people.
Kiefer, your last 20 seconds, off you go.
I guess I would just add to it that in addition to seeing it as a positive force, I would say that Sevan is probably, if not the most, one of the most passionate people about what he does for the sport. The amount of time that he puts into it, the time he puts into the athletes, where you whether you like the things he does or how he does it or not, it's hard to say that he's not passionate.
All right. I just need to do up some scores. Just a reminder that the winner will have 30 seconds to talk about whatever they want. You don't need to worry about that, Elliot.
I wish I would have watched one of these before. I just said yes. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
I said no three times before saying yes because I knew what I was getting myself into.
I said yes every time, but kept having scheduling conflicts. I had to finally make it.
I know. I felt like you could have put me on, like, you know, against someone else.
Peter would just send me a screenshot of his schedule with me on it, and I'd be like, I'm not coming. I'm not doing this show.
Yeah. I don't really understand the reluctance. I do like people like you, Elliot, though, that just go like, yeah, okay, and then turn up, and then are like, what are we doing? I do admire that. All right.
Talking about earlier what a debate was, but I was like, I'll wing it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It didn't go very well.
No. I mean, it didn't go terribly. I also, one of the things that I really like is that during that final round, it's almost seemed like when the other two lads used their 60 seconds that they actually changed their mind a bit. As you were like, you started off like, I was like, wow, Elliot's like going in pretty hard here. And then when it was your rebuttal, you were like, actually, you know, like kind of taking into account what the guys say, like maybe they have a point. So I was like, well, the guys are obviously really good debaters. All right, Elliot, you finished up on 4. Brian, you finished up on 7. Kiefer, you finished up on 8.5. Brian, keep your phone on though, because if Kiefer genuinely can't do next Wednesday, I'll need someone to step in for him. All right, we'll have a quick look at comments before we see Annie Shoop. When I see that surname, I just think, you know that song, you know that Shoop, Shoop-a-doop, you know that song. I miss Brian on the Savan podcast. I know Brian is annoyed by Savan, but wish they would set aside the differences and embrace their love for CrossFit.
I vote like to give my 30-second pedestal to Brian, and now he can address that question and talk about
I feel like that's like the synopsis of a movie that you'd read on IMDb. Two men set aside their difference. Huh?
I would accept the 30 seconds, but to talk about something that's far more important than that, if Kiefer would allow it.
As long as I can get 10 seconds to shout out my two athletes that are both winning the Open in their division right now, Kendall Gilmore in the teen division and Gracie Walden, and now you can go.
So do you want me to start your 10 seconds now, Kiefer? What the fuck was that?
I'm just stealing
time. You
can't
speak. If there's no clock, you cannot speak.
That's not true. I've watched this show. I know how this works.
There's an interesting rebuttal to your peptides comment. Would it be better if you were sponsored by Coca-Cola?
So I actually brought that up in my rebuttal. I almost brought it up in my rebuttal. I didn't think I would have time, but referencing even what Greg has said in the past by like he would take a sponsorship from anybody, just don't go out and say that it's good for you after the fact.
Yeah, and Savan, in his defense, had said multiple times that he has never told anyone to take peptides, and he has actually advised people against taking peptides, but the peptide company still wanted to sponsor him, and he was like, okay, but I'm not going to be telling people to take it. No context, Mike Halpin, tickling the balls. I just want to bring up that comment because I don't know what it's about, but it's funny. Anything else? Elliot needs to read me bedtime stories. Yeah, I think we're all in on that one. You've got something that you can be doing while you're training for your team stuff. Yeah, there you go. Savan has never said to do peptides.
Okay, good.
-2 for Kiefer, thinking he can change the rules.
You got some pretty passionate people who watch this, eh?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people watching this, and I don't know why. I feel like maybe Hiller put something up in a story or something, because that's usually what leads to a big burst in people watching it. These people never fucking show up unless someone tells them to come. All right. Kiefer, are you actually donating your 30 seconds?
Yeah, if he has something important to talk about, for sure.
Oh, you know it's not going to be fucking important, though. Right, Brian?
no statistics.
30 seconds, off you go.
One of the esteemed members of Team Judgment, which is one of the judges that travel around the world to competitions, Kyle Cicero, has a young son named Nico. He's 3 years old and was recently diagnosed with a rare liver disease, I believe. On GoFundMe, if you search a new liver for Nico, they're trying to raise money to see if there's something they can do about it. This is a guy who gives a lot of his time to the CrossFit space, as all of the judges do. And some of my friends on the team reached out and asked if we could just give him some love and see if anyone can help them out.
What did you tell me to search?
A new liver for Nico.
N-I-C-O. Oh, there it is. Kyle. So I said.
Yeah.
Hang on now, I need to make this bigger. There you go. Oh man, that's so fucking shit.
That's the main reason I was bummed that you were shorting me on points, but the Kiefer's arguments were excellent, and I'm glad.
Yeah,
that
you gave me that time. The statement that I'm shorting you on points is a little, you're tipping your hand of cards there to show your inflated ego by thinking that you just should have won because you think you should have won. That's kind of heartbreaking though. I wonder if I do this and then put it in there. Is that going to work? Can people click that link? Maybe you can't. I don't know. See if you can copy and paste that link. I don't know. Sousa does. I don't know how he puts links in that are links. I don't know if you can click that in the comments or not. But anyway, if you search liver for Nico, it comes up. Way to bring down the mood, Brian. No, that's good though. I think it works. Did that work? I don't know. I think it worked. Other people are doing it too. I don't know. Donate. They actually, the last time that happened, Josh Murillo put in a link and like $500 or $600 was donated. That's pretty cool. All right, Elliot.
Can I go to bed now?
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate your time. You're a good dude. Thanks for jumping on and having a bit of fun with us. Kiefer, see you next Wednesday. Tough. Just make it work. Cancel whatever needs to be cancelled. Brian, thanks very much. I'm sure there'll be other opportunities further down the line. Elliot, there'll also be other opportunities, but I understand if you say no.
Maybe not for
debate. Yeah. Maybe
late night chat.
Can Brian answer the question, Ree Sivan, please? I don't know what question that is, though. Is that the statement that I read out earlier on?
Why they fell out, I think.
Fuck. Where is the question? Is this the question? That's not a question, though. Was there a different question? Is Brian's show sponsored by Rad? Don't think that's it. Does anybody else see a question? It must be that.
It was. I don't think it was a question.
Yes,
I think
it is that. Yes, she said yes twice, or he said yes twice. That's it. Yes, that's the one. Okay, Brian.
I reached out to him this morning. I tried to call him this morning. I'm offered up to be involved with the Taylor versus Colton this weekend, since I train and live there in Charlotte. And yeah, I would be happy to be back on Savan's show once in a while.
And would you be willing to embrace?
Embrace what? Yeah,
just embrace him. I don't know. Embrace.
He's lying.
No, I mean, no. Savan and I.
Before we went live, he said, "I hate Savan."
I haven't spoken a lot about it publicly intentionally, because some of that is very personal between him and I, but I have a lot of respect for him. He's one of the hardest working men I know. A lot of the things that I'm doing now is on the back of things that he taught me. He took a chance on me in 2018, but when he had no reason to, and pretty much everything I've been able to do since then has precipitated from that. I don't know. Yeah, I consider him a close friend. I mean, I don't talk to him as much as I used to, and I miss that, but, you know.
I feel like I should have used a 60-second clock for that answer. Thank you. Thanks. I really appreciate you guys coming on. That was great. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Subscribe to the channel. I'm nearly at 5,000. And, like, that's a really small number, but it's fucking annoying me that I can't just, like, tick past it. So if, like, 50 of you subscribe, Elliot, go and subscribe there before you go to bed. Thanks. Yeah, you're such a dick. Thank you. Good luck with your season, Elliot. Good luck to your athletes in the last couple of days. Kiefer, good luck. Whatever you're doing in Nashville, and then with just general, I don't know, collecting flight miles, Brian, and covering CrossFit. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Adios.